हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Let us go straight away to the class. Having discussed the Jiveshwara Swarupa Aikyam, essential oneness of Jiva and Ishwara, in his verses, now Upanishad continues the same teaching here. But here we have to see that Ishwaraha is manifestation of knowledge. Ishwaraha is a title attributed to the manifestation of knowledge. If there's no manifestation of knowledge, the knowledge is pure knowledge, then the knowledge is implied with the term Brahma or Atma. So the source of Ishwara is Brahman or Atma. The same source of Jiva is also the same Atma and Brahma. Therefore, Jiva and Ishwara, individual and the total, are essentially one and the same. That is the main teaching here. Now we have to move on to the next mantra. In this following eighth mantra, we are going to see how mantra presents the Virat Ishwara. Until the previous mantra, we saw Hiranyagarbha was discussed. Whether Hiranyagarbha is presented, Virat is discussed, Antaryamishwara is discussed, we need to understand one thing. Jiva does not exist outside of Ishwara. Ishwara stands for the whole. The whole is always inclusive of every individual being. The individual becomes included, always is included in the total. So when you look at everything as the total, the whole, all that is, there is only Ishwara, means you are saying there is no Jiva other than Ishwara. What is, there is only Ishwara. And within this Ishwara, there is also Jiva. There are many Jivas. All Jivas constitute one Ishwara. And that Ishwara is essentially Atma, Brahma. So also Jiva, every Jiva is also Brahman only. This is what the understanding we are supposed to have. Let us read this mantra, eighth mantra. And I told you already, that we have much better clarity when we also do this Bhashyam. Okay. Eighth mantra. Aranyor nihito jata veda garbhaiva subhruto garbhini bhihi. Aranyor nihito. Aranyor nihito jata veda garbhaiva subhruto garbhini bhihi. Dive diva idyo, dive diva idyo jagrubat bhr havishmat bhr manushye bhr agnihi. Dive diva idyo jagrubadbhir havishmadbhir manushyebhiragnih. Dive diva idyo jagrubadbhir havishmadbhir manushyebhiragnih. Etadvaitat. Etadvaitat. That is repeated again and again and again. This indeed is that. Means the truth obtaining as the truth of the individual is in fact the same truth obtaining the truth of the total. Yetad tat. The truth of this I is the truth of that, the whole. Therefore, the truth is one and the same. Okay. So, Virat Ishwaraha is discussed in this 8th mantra. Who is Virat? I told you already. Manifestation of consciousness associated with gross manifestation. The consciousness associated with the gross universe is Virat Ishwaraha. Which means the gross universe is not at all counted as something which has independent existence. Gross universe is not at all looked upon as gross universe. Gross universe is Ishwara. Why? The whole gross universe, the entirety of gross manifestation is Ishwara. Why? Because the entire gross elemental material world enjoys its existence only because of the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, we say the entire gross universe is Ishwara. There's no universe other than Ishwara. The gross universe also is Ishwara. Hatri universe also is Ishwara. Unmanifested universe also is Ishwara. When we give a different name, Virat. And who is this Virat? This Virat also, essentially abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahma. Virat Swarupam is Brahma. Hiranyagarbha Swarupam is Brahma. Antaryamisha Swarupam is Brahma. What is only truth, which alone enjoys the status of being the Lord of everything. The Lord of subtle manifestation, the Lord of the gross manifestation, the Lord of the unmanifest universe also. Which means the unmanifest universe is the Lord. Subtle manifestation is the Lord. Gross manifestation is also the Lord. Okay, let us understand here. So, Virat Ishwaraha is nothing but the absolute, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma. It means there cannot be Antaryamishwaraha, there cannot be Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, there cannot be Virat Ishwaraha other than Brahma. Brahman alone is there as Ishwara. Brahman is not Ishwara. Brahman alone is there as Ishwara. Because Ishwara is Brahma. Therefore, gross manifestation is Brahma. Subtle manifestation is Brahma. Unmanifest universe also is Brahma. Because all the three are nothing but Ishwara. The Ishwara is Brahma. Okay. Which means the Ishwara status is Mithya. Ishwara status is Mithya. The Jagat is Mithya. Gross manifestation is Mithya. Subtle manifestation is Mithya. Unmanifest universe also is Mithya. Why? It does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, Ishwara's status attributed to Brahman also is Mithya. But Brahman alone is Satyam. The Swarupam of Ishwara is Satyam. Just as the truth of devotion is Mithya. The truth of devotion happens to be Mithya. The truth of every wave also is without saying, we understand every wave is Mithya. The same water, the truth of every, the entire ocean is water means the same truth is the truth of every wave. So similarly here, the reality implied by the term Brahman is the only Satyam of the entire cosmos. Only is the truth of Ishwara, only truth of Jivaha. The Swarup of Jiva, Swarup of Jagat, Swarup of Ishwara is one and the same. ఇవట్ జీవ జగత్ ఈశ్వర స్వరూప ఐక్య జ్ఞానం, నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఎసెన్షియల్ వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ ది టోటల్ అండ్ ద లార్డ్. ఓకే, దెర్ఫోర్ దెర్స్ నో ఈశ్వర అదర్ దాన్ ద ట్రూత్, దెర్స్ నో జగత్ అదర్ దాన్ ద ట్రూత్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో జీవ అదర్ దాన్ ద ట్రూత్. దెర్ఫోర్ ది జీవ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా, ఈశ్వర క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా, జగత్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ మిథ్యా, బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఇస్ సత్యం. Which means there's only Brahma absolutely. Okay. But let us see the mantra again. Aranyor nihito jata veda garbhaiva subhruto garbhini vihi. So here you can see the word. Dive diva idyo jagruvadbhar havishmadbhar manushye bhiragrihi etadvaitat. Okay. We see, take the word Jata Vedaha. It is not a plural word. It's a singular word only. Jata Vedaha is a very beautiful title given to fire. Agni Bhagavan. The fire, the fire has so many names in the Karmakanda of the Veda. And one of the names of the fire is Jata Vedaha. And this Jata Vedaha, it is said, Jata Vedaha. Jataveda means fire. And here, the word Jatavedaha, which means fire, actually stands for Virat. Virat Ishwaraha. Who is Virat Ishwaraha? The whole Jagat we are experiencing, enjoying, interacting with in the waking state is nothing but Bhagavan. All elements are Bhagavan, elementals are Bhagavan, living and non-living things are Bhagavan. All the experience we are going through, we experience going through in this waking state are nothing but Bhagavan. Everything that is here in his waking state is Ishwara. Then we call Ishwara as Virat, Virat Ishwaraha. That Virat Ishwaraha alone here is symbolized actually. That the Virat Ishwara alone is meant here, actually is glorified here as Agnihi. Virat Ishwara is in fact described as fire principle. Why Virat Ishwara is, of course, Virat can be described as anything. So many ways of describing Virat Ishwara. To be frank, everything is Virat only. Why specifically Agni is one of the five elements? Every element is Virat Ishwara only. But still, what specifically is fire is taken here to describe Virat. Why Virat Ishwara is glorified as described? I mentioned as here Agni, the Agni fire principle. Because the Agni Devaha, Agni Bhagavan, the fire element, is always highly revered, worshipped in the Karmakanda and also in the Karmakanda. Generally, Agni is always glorified. Because Agni has to be kindled to perform any ritual. Because all the Karma Kanda means, in the Karma Kanda, the performance of fire ritual, the ritual itself is performed first kindling the fire. So without kindling the fire, the Vedic form of worship doesn't begin. Of course, nowadays we have different form of worship. Where the spirit behind the cultural form is the same, but we don't really kindle fire. So the Vedic form of worship means fire has to be kindled first. Therefore, and then the not only fire is used here to perform the worship, but fire itself is worshipped. Fire itself is worshipped. Fire is worshipped by people who are given to the practice of performing rituals. Fire is worshipped also by people who are given to the discipline of meditation, discipline of upasanam. So fire is an object of worship of people who are given to the discipline of upasanam, meditation. Fire is also an object of worship, means symbol of worship. Symbol, an altar for Bhagavan, worshipped by the people who are given to the practice of performing rituals. And here, the person who performs rituals, Ahota, Yajnakarta, or a person who performs any worship, there, the person worships the fire first. The fire, not only fire is kindled first, the fire is worshipped by the performer of the ritual. And when he worships fire, of course, he uses, you know, varieties of flowers. I mean, the performer of ritual offers flowers. And the fire to the Agni, which is kindled in the Agni Kunda. And even then after performing the ritual, or even while performing the ritual also, the same person, as part of the performance of ritual, he also visualizes, he also meditates upon the same fire which has been kindled, which is there in the Agni Kunda, which means the kindled fire becomes even an object of the symbol alambanam for meditation, a symbol of meditation. And the same fire is also worshipped with offering of many things, especially very many varieties of flowers also. And then this fire, actually, the fire which is kindled to perform the ritual is not simply just like that brought there. The fire is kindled with the great shraddha, with the great reverence. The fire kindled for performing the ritual is kindled with the great reverence, tremendous reverence. That they use a wooden an article, which is called Aranihi. Aranihi is name of the wooden piece. And they use, and there's another, the two pieces, wooden pieces. One is like a cup, another one is like something which can go into the place thing. And they use the churn. By churning the Aranihi, and they really, when the Aranihi churned very fast, and there the heat is produced. That's how Agnihi is created, produced. When that, from that Agni alone, they so producing the Agni by churning the Aranihi, and they first kindle the fire to perform the ritual. That is the reason. Here, the Viradeshwaraha. Viradeshwaraha is always believed to be there in the form of fire in the Arani, the wooden piece, two wooden pieces which are used to produce fire. Because Agni is there already in the wooden, the Arani made of wood. But it's unmanifest. When the Aranihi is churned, the churning of the Aranihi takes place, then the unmanifested fire becomes manifest. Therefore, in fact, any wood, in every piece of wood, there is fire unmanifested, which is not available for seeing, but fire is there. Similarly, here this wooden piece called Aranihi, and in churning which they produced the fire to perform the ritual, that Aranihi is said to be the location of Virad Ishvara in the form of fire. So this Aranihi doesn't mean only just a one piece. There are two pieces, and both are wooden pieces, but the Arani, even though it's a wooden piece, it must be made specially out of Ashwatha tree wood. Not any tree. You can't make Arani with the wood from any tree. The Aranihi, the two pieces, one should be kept below, so one should be kept above. Then the churning is possible. But the wooden piece, which should be kept below, must be definitely made out of the wood from the Ashwatha tree. And that one should remain stationary. And within that, there must be a scoop. In the scoop, which should be placed in the middle of that Ashwatha wooden piece. And it should have an upper log also. And which should be made out of Ashwatha tree. Or there's another tree called Shami tree. And then when this Arni is churned, inside that, the friction produces fire. And this fire alone is used to perform the ritual. So what does the churning do? Churning does not produce the fire, but churning brings the unmanifested fire into manifestation. Already fire is there. The churning only brings the unmanifested fire into manifestation. And this unmanifested fire being brought into manifestation is figuratively said in this mantra, that how the pregnant women means the figurative comparison of this churning to a pregnant woman. So that fire which is produced must be very protected, very carefully. You should not get put off. That must be used for kindling the fire to perform the ritual. Anyway, that's why Agnihi is always known as, there's Agnihi which is in the stomach, digestive fire, is called Vaishvanaraha. And the same Agni is everywhere. Agni is in the form of heat. Okay, now with this understanding, let us see the meaning of this mantra. Aranyoho nihitaha. Aranihi is singular. Arani. Now, the two pieces of Arani is for Aranyoho. I should show you how the Arani looks. I think last time I showed you, I don't know whether I showed you or not. Let me try to show you sometime. Okay. Aranyoho Jatavedaha Nihitaha. Nihitaha means what? Kept hidden. Who has been hidden here? Nihitaha, placed. Nihitaha means placed. What is placed where? Jatavedaha Nihitaha. Means Agnihi, the fire has been placed. Nihitaha is a past passive participle. The fire has been placed. The fire has been kept. Nihita means kept, placed. The fire has been placed, kept, where? Aranyoho. Aranau, aranyoho, aranihi. Locative case of singular form is aranau. Aranyoho, dual form. Aranyoho, in the two pieces of wooden articles. Two pieces of wooden articles known as aranihi, aranyoho. So the fire has been placed there, kept there. In the two pieces of the wooden, two wooden pieces used for producing fire. Used for churning to produce fire. Aranyoho jatavedaha nihitaha. Okay. And this nihitaha jatavedaha subhrutaha. Subhrutaha. And this fire, when the aranihi, the two pieces known as together constitute the arani, when the arani is churned, the fire is produced, that fire is very protected. It has to, it should not get put off. It can easily get put off. The fire can come, it can get put off also. But without getting put off, it must be protected, preserved. So that it must be used for kindling the fire to produce, perform the ritual. Therefore, subhrutaha. Subhrutaha means very, very thoughtfully, carefully protected. Sustained. Subhrutaha means carefully sustained. That fire which is produced, that fire which is placed in the two pieces, two wooden pieces, which form the arani, and that fire is very carefully sustained. Like what it is said, garbinihi garbaha subhrutaha iva, yatha garbaha subhrutaha, garbaha iva subhrutaha, just as garbaha, the fetus is very carefully protected. Just as the fetus is very carefully sustained, protected, looked after by garbini bihi, by pregnant women. So just as the fetus, garbaha, very carefully sustained, protected, looked after by pregnant women. Yatha garbaha garbini bihi subhrutaha asti, tatha aranyoho nihitaha jatavedaha subhrutaha bhavati. So just as the fetus is well, very carefully protected, looked after by pregnant women, so also this fire which is hidden, which is placed, kept in the, kept means which is in the arani, the two pieces of the wooden pieces, also is well protected. Subhrutaha. Bhrutaha means protected. Subhrutaha, well protected. Carefully protected. And that agni alone, what happens now, that agni, let us understand literal meaning first, then we'll see how it is brought up. it is said, Dive Divaha, Dive Diva Idyaha, Jagrudvadbhihi, Chari Jagruvadbhihi, Havishmadbhihi, Manushebhihi, Agnihi, Idyaha. Now next verb is Idyaha. The first sentence is over. Garbini bihi garbaha iva aranyoho anihitaha jatavedaha subhrutaha. First sentence is over. Agnihi idyaha. Idyaha is a potential passive participle. Idyaha means what? Should be worshipped, can be worshipped. Idyaha. We can take it as simple. Idyaha. That Agni idyaha, that fire principle is to be worshipped. Worshipped when Dive Diva. See, Dive, actually, Diva means day. It's an indicable word. But here, Dive Dive. Here it is, Dive Dive. It's a Vedic usage. It means every day. Pratidinam. Dive Dive means Pratidinam. So Agnihi Dive 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 Diva Idyaha. That Ekara is dot because of Sandhi rule. Dive Diva Idyaha. The Ekara becomes dropped, therefore Dive Diva Idyaha. If you break the Sandhi, Dive Dive Agnihi Idyaha. That fire is to be worshipped. Every day. Fire is to be worshipped every day. By whom? Manushebihi means manushyehi. Manushyebihi is a Vedic usage. Chandasa prayogaha. In conventional language, manushyehi pratidinam agnihi idyaha. That's the meaning. Manushyehi agnihi pratidinam idyaha. Dive Dive Agnihi Manushebihi Idyaha means Manushehi Idyaha. When you write in the Sanskrit test, if you write Manushebihi, you will get 0 mark. Okay. If you write Manushebihi, it is wrong. When you write, you must write Manushehi. So Manushebihi Idyaha. So Agni Bhagavan must be, should be, is to be worshipped every day by people. Which people? By human beings. Havishmadbihi. Which people? Not by all the people. Everybody should worship fire. There's nothing wrong. Okay. We have that culture of worshipping fire. Every day, all the people, everybody should worship fire. But here specifically, with those people, Havishmadbihi. Havishmat is a takarantaha pullingaha havishmat shabdaha. Havishmat means the one who offers oblations is havishmat. Havishman. Havishman nominative case. In third case, plural form, kavishmat bihi. Kavishmat, havishman is one of the words used to mean a performer of a ritual. The person who is endowed with oblations and who is going to offer oblations to the fire, the performer of a ritual is called Havishman. So Havishmat Shabdha. Havishmadbihi means this fire must be worshipped by all the people, especially by those who perform rituals. Havishmadbihi, who offer oblations. And also, Jagruvadbhihi. See, Jagruvadbhihi. Jagruvat means one who is aware, one who is conscious, one who is focused. And here, the one who is aware, one who is conscious, one who is focused is the meditator here. Jagruvadbhihi means even by those, all those people who are given to the practice of performing rituals, who are given to the discipline of meditation. Jagruvadbihi by meditators. So fire is to be worshipped every day by the performance of rituals and also by meditators, the upasakaha. Jagravadbihi manushyehi manushyebhi havishmadbihi manushyebhi agnihi dive dive idyaha. Is it clear? It's a literal meaning now. Idyaha. Etadvaitat, and this is that, means this jiva is another than that Ishvara Paramatma. Is the literal meaning. So what is there here? So there is Agni. Agni should be worshipped. And which Agni? The Agni which is kindled to perform a ritual. And how Agni is kindled? Agni is always there, hidden in the any wood. And especially the Agni which is produced to perform ritual is hidden in the Arani, the two wooden pieces. Therefore, that Agni must be preserved, protected, looked after, like the feet are protected by the pregnant women, and that Agni must be worshipped by meditators and performers of rituals. This is the content of the mantra. Now, what do we need to understand here? Here, the Agni symbolizes Virat Ishwaraha. Who is Virat? Virat, who is in the form of the whole Jagat. So Virat Ishwara should be worshipped. That is the meaning here. Virat must be worshipped. So Virat Ishwaraha must be worshipped by performers of rituals. Virat Ishwara must be worshipped by the meditators also. Why? So worshipping will bless a person with some benefit. Meditating upon Virat will bless a person with some benefit. Understanding one's own self being non-separate from Virat, Ishvara, will bless a person with ultimate benefit of moksha. So worshipping the Lord will bless a person with some benefit. Meditating upon the Lord will bless a person with some benefit. But understanding Bhagavan, understanding Virat Ishwara, thereby seeing one's own self being non-separate from Virat Ishwara will bless a person with the ultimate benefit of moksha, which is jnanam. Here we don't get, we'll see that later on. Now let's move on to the next mantra. Ninth mantra now. So we understood Ishvara as Antaryami Ishvara, Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha, and Ishvara as Virat. See, Antaryami Ishvara, again, nothing but the pure consciousness only, looked upon as the one endowed with the unmanifest power of knowing, is given the title Antaryamishwaraha. So here Antaryamishwara is also Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. Virat is also Brahma. Which means the consciousness associated with the power of Maya, the unmanifested universe, is Antaryamishwaraha. Then Brahma becomes what? When look at Brahman as Ishvara, then Brahman becomes Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam means associated with the material world, associated with the unmanifested universe, is Sagunam Brahma, Antaryamishwaraha. The same consciousness Brahma associated with subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. The same consciousness associated with gross manifestation is Viradeshwaraha Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam means with gunas. With gunas means what? With the matter. With the matter means what? With the matter in the form of unmanifested universe or manifested universe. Manifested subtle universe, manifested gross universe, unmanifested universe. The universe is always of the nature of inertness. Because universe can be reduced to one word, matter. So when the consciousness associated with matter is what we say, Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha. There again we differentiate. The same consciousness, Brahma, associated with the unmanifested universe is Antaryamishwara. The same consciousness associated with the subtle manifestation is known as Virat Hiranyagarbheshwara, Hiranyagarbha. Same consciousness associated with the gross universe is Viradeshwara. Without associating with any of the worlds, without associating the consciousness with universe, unmanifested or manifested, subtle or gross, is what pure consciousness is, Nirgunam Brahma. What is Nirgunam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma? If you look at the whole universe as manifestation of consciousness, it is Sagunam Brahma. Oh, Virat Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma. Antaryameshwara Sagunam Brahma. Whatever, without associating the reality with matter, look at the consciousness as pure consciousness, this Nirgunam Brahma. Sagunam means with the matter. Nirgunam, without associating it with matter. Okay. Now, until the previous mantra, we understood and the Upanishad discussed Ishvara as Antaryami, Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara as Virat. And because there is association is with the world, unmanifested or manifested. Therefore, Brahman is said to be Sagunam Brahma. Ishvaraha is Sagunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma means, so Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Antaryamishvaraha or three different functional names of only Ishvara, who is none other than Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Ishvara is none other than pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma. Okay. So, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, associated with Jagat, associated with the world means what? Associated with names, forms and functions. Names, forms and functions. Nama, Rupa, Karmakhyam, Jagat. Brahman, the absolute reality associated with forms, names and functions is said to be Ishvara. Sagunam Brahma. As what? Antaryamishwaraha, Hiranyagarbha, or Virat. Now, in this ninth mantra, Upanishad goes back to discuss again about Hiranyagarbha. See, we may feel tired and bored. How many times to listen to this? But Upanishad has a purpose. You understand, now you may think, when I do go back to, when I'm going to redo this same book again with the Bhashyam, you will enjoy it better. Okay. Again, Hiranyagarbha is discussed in this ninth mantra. Okay. Now, who is Ishvara? Ishvara means you always think the creator of the world. From childhood, we've been told, Ishvara, Lord, who is the Lord? Who is the Ishvara? Ishvara is the creator of Jivaha and Jagat. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the creator of the Jiva and Jagat. All the jivas were created by Lord, and for their enjoyment, Ishvara alone created this jagat also. This is our understanding. Always Ishvara is looked upon as jagat karta, srishti karta. And not only that, Ishvara is looked upon as the sustainer of the universe. And Ishvara is also looked upon as the one in whom the whole jagat resolves. Resolver of the universe, sustainer of the universe, and creator of the universe. It means only Ishvara is given three different, again, names also. As if Ishvara is creating the world, as if Ishvara is sustaining the world, as if Ishvara is the one who is resolving the universe also. Really speaking, in this mantra we are going to see, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara as the creator of the world is said to be Brahma. Hiranyagarbha, as the creator of the universe, creator of the world, Ishvara is said to be Brahma. Hiranyagarbha. So here, does Hiranyagarbha create the world, or Antaryam Ishvara create the world? In fact, Ishvara is in the form of the world. Ishvara is in the form of the very world. That's why Ishvara is not somewhere outside. It's not like that pot maker creates the pot, Ishvara created the world. No, not like that. Means, Ishvara is not the creator of the world, even though the creator of the world is said to be Ishvara. The creator of the world is Ishvara, but Ishvara is not the creator of the world. Got it? Why do we say? Because the ultimate cause, the absolute cause of the entire cosmos, the absolute cause of the, whenever looked upon Ishvara as the creator of the universe, the cause of the universe is Ishvara. Ishvara is always given the status of being Ishvara only because Ishvara is looked upon as the cause of the universe. But Ishvara does not create the universe. Ishvara does not create the universe. Which means Antaryamishvaraha. Antaryamishvaraha is said to be Karanam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is also said to be Karanam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is said to be Karyam Brahma. Virat is also said to be Karyam Brahma. Got it now? See, Antaryamishvaraha is Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Sagunam Brahma. Virat is Sagunam Brahma. But Sagunam Brahma, you have to see Karanam Brahma and Karyam Brahma. What is Karanam? Antaryamishvara is Karanam Brahma. Virat and Hiranyagarbha are Karyam Brahma. Why? Unmanifested universe is cause, causal universe. Unmanifested universe is causal universe. So Antaryamishvara is said to be Karanam Brahma because the Maya, which manifestation of which alone becomes the universe, therefore manifestation of which is the world. Therefore, the Antaryamishvara who is endowed with the Maya is said to be Karanam Brahma. So, the absolute cause, the ultimate cause of the entire universe is Antaryamishvara. But Antaryamishvara does not create this universe. How? Does not suddenly bring the universe into manifestation. Then how does the universe become manifest here? It means first the subtle universe becomes manifest. First, subtle universe becomes manifest. The subtle universe becoming manifest is said to be Hiranyagarbha. It means Hiranyagarbha, the subtle manifestation, comes into existence. Subtle universe comes into existence. Our subtle universe becomes manifest from the unmanifested universe. Therefore, we say, Hiranyagarbha originates from Antaryamishwaraha. Please understand, from the unmanifested universe, first the subtle universe becomes manifest. The subtle universe becoming manifest alone, from the unmanifested condition, subtle universe becoming manifest is said to be Hiranyagarbha coming into existence from Antaryamishwaraha. So Hiranyagarbha is like an intermediary cause. And from the Hiranyagarbha, the gross universe, from subtle universe, the gross universe comes into manifestation. The gross universe can never come into manifestation directly. First, there must be manifestation of subtle universe. Only then there can be manifestation of gross universe. This order is discussed in this mantra, brought to light in this mantra. Therefore, the gross universe, which is said to be the manifestation of gross universe, is said to be what? Virateshwara. So from Hiranyagarbha, Virat comes into existence. First, Antaryamishwaraha is, from Antaryamishwara, Hiranyagarbha comes into existence. Then from Hiranyagarbha, Virateshwara comes into existence. From the unmanifested universe, Hatha universe becomes manifest. Then the gross universe comes into manifestation from the subtle universe. Is it clear? Do I confuse you? Okay. Therefore, now again, when the Pralayam happens also, the gross universe has to resolve first in Hiranyagarbha. Okay, the gross has to resolve in the subtle universe. Then subtle will resolve in the unmanifested universe. Anyway, so who is the source of Srishti Sthiti Layaha? The source of origination, sustenance, and resolution of the universe. Sometimes Antaryamishwara is said to be the source of Srishti Sthiti Laya. The source of origination, sustenance, and resolution. So Hiranyagarbha also is said to be the source of origination, resolution, sustenance and resolution. Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha is in between. In between, Hiranyagarbha is in between Antaryamishwaraha and Virat. Before, in between, what subtle universe is in between the unmanifested universe and the manifested gross universe. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta. Hiranyagarbha is always described as Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta, means Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam, the cause of, the source of origination, sustenance, and resolution of the universe. Okay, because mantra doesn't say much. We have to understand everything before we go to the mantra. And to say this, it has its own way of presenting this here. Let us read the mantra now. Yatashchodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. Yatashchodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. తమ్ దేవా సర్వే అర్పితాస్ తదునాత్యేతి కశ్చన ఏతద్వైతత్ తమ్ దేవా సర్వే అర్పితాస్ తదునాత్యేతి కశ్చన ఏతద్వైతత్ యతశ్చోదేతి సూర్యోస్తం యత్ర చ గచ్ఛతి యతశ్చోదేతి సూర్యోస్తం యత్ర చ గచ్ఛతి తమ్ దేవా సర్వే అర్పితాస్తదు నాత్యేతి కశ్చన ఏతద్వైతత్. ఓకే, వి బ్రేక్ ది సెంటెన్స్. యతః చ ఉదేతి, యతః చ ఉదేతి సూర్యః, యతః చ ఉదేతి సూర్యః, సూర్యః యతః ఉదేతి. యత్ర అస్తం గచ్ఛతి చ, సూర్యః ఉదేతి, సూర్యః అస్తం గచ్ఛతి చ. టూ సెంటెన్సెస్, సూర్యః ఉదేతి, సూర్యః అస్తం గచ్ఛతి. సీ ద లాంగ్వేజ్, కిండర్ గార్డెన్ లాంగ్వేజ్. నథింగ్ ప్రొఫౌండ్ హియర్, బట్ సంథింగ్ స్లోలీ ఉపనిషత్ వాంట్స్ అస్ టు టేక్ సమ్వేర్. సో లెట్స్ బీ విత్ ఉపనిషత్. సూర్యః ఉదేతి, సూర్యః అస్తం గచ్ఛతి. దట్ ట్వైస్ చ ఇస్ దర్, చ సూర్యః ఉదేతి, చ సూర్యః అస్తం గచ్ఛతి చ. సన్ రైజెస్ అండ్ ది సన్ సెట్స్. యతః ఫ్రమ్ వేర్, ఫ్రమ్ వేర్. యతః is a relative pronoun, isn't it? Yataha is indeclinable word, which means from where. Yataha suryaha udeti, yatra cha gacchati, yatra cha astam gacchati. That from where sun rises and that where the sun sets. From where the sun rises and where the sun sets. తమ్ దేవాః సర్వే అర్పితాః తదు న అత్యేతి కశ్చన. ఓకే, సో హియర్ సర్వే దేవాః అర్పితాః, సర్వే దేవాః అర్పితాః, సర్వే దేవాః arpita, sarve devaha means all deities, all devatas. Arpitaha, arpitaha here does not mean submitted anything. Arpitaha means all devatas are supported, based. Sarve devaha arpitaha means, you know very well, all the powers, all the powers, this totality of seeing power is one devata, the totality of hearing power is one devata, the totality of power of speech is one devata. Now 10 totality of 10 powers, pancha gyanendriyani pancha karmendriyani, 5 totality of 5 subtle powers of knowledge, totality of 5 subtle powers of actions. Imagine 10 dasha devataha. Okay, all these powers are based, supported on that Ishvara, tam. All the devatas means all the powers, between without which Ishvara, without whom no knowledge is possible, no action is possible. All knowledge of any object is possible because of the blessing of the power, and that power itself is because of the blessing of Ishvara. All the devatas, because of whose blessings perceptions are possible, cognitions are possible, that those devatas are based in Ishvara. So without whose blessing, No perception is possible, no knowledge is possible, no activity is possible. That's why we have to see the knower of everything is Ishvara, seer of everything is Ishvara, hearer of everything is Ishvara. Hearing is possible, knowing is possible, thinking is possible, all, everything is possible because of Ishvara only. We can't say I, there's no I here. So, Sarve Devaha Arpitaha. Where are they supported? All these powers, all these devatas, all these deities, all gods are based and supported. Where? Supported by whom, you can ask? Supported on which? Supported by whom? Supported by him. By support by him, based on that Ishvara. That Ishvara only. And it is from that Ishvara, Suryaha Udeti. So all the devatas are supported by that Ishvara. All the powers are based on that Ishvara. From whom? From which alone? From whom the sun rises? Yatra Asturyaha Astam Gacchati Cha. And in whom the sun sets. Kaschana tattu u na atyeti. Kaschana na atyeti. See, yeti means goes. Atyeti means goes further. Goes further. Proceeds. Exceeds. Kaschana na atyeti. So, kaschana here means someone. Na kaschana, none. None atyeti tat. None exceeds that. Means nothing in this world exceeds that Ishvara. Exceeds that truth which alone is here as Ishvara. Kaschana Nakaschana tat atyeti. Nakaschana tat atyeti means none or nothing in this world exceeds that truth which is here as Ishvara. Okay, that is the literal meaning of the mantra. So, sun, one, Surya Bhagavan stands for the entire Virat. So, Suryaha Udeti, Suryaha Astam Gacchati means the entire gross universe comes into manifestation from that Ishvara. And the entire universe again resolves in that Ishvara. That's the meaning. And why? Because all the powers, all the devatas are without the functioning of the sense powers. Perception is not possible. Knowledge is not possible. The gross objects cannot have the status of being existent. And without the powers of actions, no activity is possible. No experience is possible also. Therefore, all the devatas are dependent on that Ishvara. Means all the devatas are Ishvara. All the devatas are based on that Ishvara. Means all the devatas are Ishvara. Therefore, it is from that Ishvara, the entire gross universe comes into existence, again resolves in the same Ishvara. It is said here beautifully as that it is from that Ishvara, the sun rises and sun sets. So nothing exceeds that Ishvara. None exceeds that Ishvara. And here what now? And the truth of that. Nothing exceeds that reality which alone is here as Ishvara. Means, And the same Ishvara is there as a Swarupa of every being here. That every being is essentially that Ishvara, who is another than the truth. Brahma is the content of the mantra. Is it clear? So, the sun rises and sets means the sun rises from Hiranyagarbha. The sun again sets in Hiranyagarbha means the entire gross universe comes into existence from Hiranyagarbha and dissolves in Hiranyagarbha. See what happens every time the Mahapalaya happens. Every time the entire cosmos becomes, this dissolution takes place. First, Hiranyagarbha rests in Antaryamishvara. Hiranyagarbha rests, whenever Hiranyagarbha rests, the whole Virat becomes, resolves as Hiranyagarbha. Then the entire gross universe resolves as Hiranyagarbha, and Hiranyagarbha resolves as Antaryamishvara, and all the three remain as one Antaryamishvara. Okay, which means, so all the devatas. See, not only the subtle powers, you can look at every natural phenomenon as devata also. This I told many times in the class. All subtle powers are devatas. Every natural phenomenon is looked upon as devata because everything is manifestation of knowledge. Anything which is a manifestation of consciousness is looked upon as devata. So every natural phenomenon is devata. Agni is devata, Vayuhu is devata, Akasha is devata, Kalaha is devata, Vanam is devata. Everything is, Earth Prithvi is devata, everything is devata here. So all the devatas, all the natural phenomena, including all the subtle powers, all of them resolve. Now, the entirety of the gross universe, consisting of countless number of devatas, everything resolve. Everything resolve, which means samashti devataha resolve, vyashti devataha also resolve. Samashti devataha means what? The devatas at the cosmic level, when you say all the elements and the elementals, all of them resolve. At the individual level, all subtle powers also resolve. All of them resolve. Which means the Virat, the gross universe, otherwise looked upon as Viradishvara, does not have independent existence of its own without the support of the subtle universe in the form of, in terms of Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha also does not have independent existence outside of Antaryamishvara. Antaryamishvara, the subtle universe does not have existence independently. The cause is there as Antaryamishvara. And Antaryamishvara is none other than Brahma Chaitanyam. So Brahman is not Antaryamishvara, not Hiranyagarbha, not Virat. But all the three are essentially one and the only reality, Brahma. This is what we are supposed to understand here. Therefore, Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha does not have independent existence outside of Nirgunam Brahma, which means Sagunam Brahma is Nirgunam Brahma, but Nirgunam Brahma is not Sagunam Brahma. Is it clear? Brahman is not Ishvara, but Ishvara is Brahma. Have you got it? Have you got it? Yeah, that's very important. That is the main lesson we need to remember here. And that Brahma is always there as the very truth of I. That absolute reality, Brahma, which is of the truth of consciousness, is always there as the swarupam of I. Etadvai tat, that Brahma, which is the truth of Antaryamishvara, which is the only truth of Hiranyagarbha, only truth of Virat, is here as the swarupam of the truth of I. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. This truth of the individual is the truth of the total. The truth of the microcosmic being is the truth of the macrocosmic being, Ishvara. The Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one. That is the idea here. So, what the Upanishad says here is, this Hiranyagarbha, who is the source of origination of Viradeshwara, the gross universe, is non-separate from Brahma, the absolute reality. The truth of Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. That is the lesson of this mantra. Any questions? Can I go ahead to the next mantra? Okay. Yadeveh tadamutra, yadamutra tadanviha, mrityosamrityumapnoti. Yaihananeva pashyati yadeveha tadamutram yadamutra tadanviham mrutyosamrutyumapnoti yaihananeva pashyati. Some nice mantra this again. See, by stating until now, by stating that Swarupam of Virat, Swarupam of Hiranyagarbha, Swarupam of Ishvara is Brahma, there is no Jiva, all the Tisri is only Ishvara. That Ishvara is Brahma. All the Tisri is Ishvara. And Ishvara is Brahma. Why? Jiva is non-separate from Ishvara. Jagat is Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is Brahma. Therefore, all this here is only Brahma. Which means, everything is Atma here. There's nothing which is not Atma, nothing which is not Brahma. Sarvam Brahma Mayan Jagat. Sarvam Atma Mayan Jagat. And having this wish is what? Sarvatma Bhavaha. It has been discussed in all these mantras. Again, now Upanishad wants to say, so all the Tisri is only Brahma, all the Tisri is only Atma. You say that is Sarvatma Bhavaha. Now, to see that again, one has to see one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. There is no Jiva at all other than Ishvara. All that is, there is only Ishvara. That Ishvara is Brahma. Therefore, all that is here is only Brahma. This vision one has to have. Therefore, Upanishad again discusses Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam. Again, Upanishad discusses the essential oneness of the microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being in this mantra. Essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma is discussed in this 10th mantra again. Every individual is Jiva. Every Jiva is what? Is individual. Comes under the category of the effect, product, karyam. The Jagat also is what? Jagat, we don't look at Jagat as Jagat. Jagat is Ishvara. Therefore, here, the individual and the total, essentially, are one and the same. So, the consciousness associated with the individual body, mind, sense complex is Jiva. The same consciousness associated with the total, Samashti Prapanchaha, causal universe, unmanifest universe, the subtle universe and gross universe is Ishvara. Therefore, if we remove this, for Ishvara, Upadis are what? For Ishvara, the Upadis are the causal universe, subtle universe, gross universe, the three worlds, unmanifested, and the manifested, subtle, and the gross universes become Ishvara Upadhi. So, Sthula Prapanchaha, Sukshma Prapanchaha, Karna Prapanchaha are Ishvara Upadhis. Whereas, Karna Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Sthula Shariram become the Jiva Upadhis. So, there is difference is only in these Upadhis. But the manifestation is Jiva is also a manifestation of consciousness. Ishvara is also a manifestation of consciousness. And because manifesting media are the three worlds for Ishvara, three bodies are for Jiva. So the difference is only in the Upadhis. And the source of, from the standpoint, the source of manifestation, the Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same Brahma. This is the main teaching given here. Because the source of manifestation is pure consciousness, Nirgunam Brahma. And the manifesting media is for Jiva is body, mind, sense complex. The causal body, subtle body and gross body. So the consciousness associated with the subtle, gross, the causal body is said to be Jiva. The same consciousness is the Sagunaha Jivaha. The same consciousness associated with the causal, subtle and gross worlds is said to be Ishvaraha. So Ishvaraha and Jivaha are nothing but one. The Sagunaha Ishvara is said to be Sagunaha because Ishvara is associated with the three worlds. Jiva is Sagunaha because Jiva is also associated with the material body mansions complex. If we remove the cognitively, intellectually, remove the manifesting media, the body mansions complex and the three worlds, what is Jiva, what is Ishvara? Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Jivaha minus Upadhis is Nirgunam attributeless consciousness. Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Ishvara without Upadhis, three worlds, is nothing but Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Ishvara with Upadhis, the Brahman with Upadhis is what? Three worlds. Is Sagunaha Ishvaraha Sagunam Brahma. Brahman with three bodies is what? Sagunaha Jivaha. Now Jiva and Ishvara without Upadhis is Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Is it clear? This is the lesson. Yadeveha tadamutra yadamutra tadanviha mrutyo samrutyu bapnoti Yaiha naneva pashyati. Okay. Yad yeva iha asti. You can supply the word asti. Yad yeva iha asti. That which alone is here. Yadeva iha asti. That which alone is here. Tad amutra asti. That alone is there. That which alone is here as Jiva. That alone is there as Ishvara. Yad amutra asti. That which alone is there yade amutra asti, that which alone is there as the truth, tadu iha anu bhavati, anu asti. That alone is here. That which alone is here is there. That which alone is there is here. Yadu eva iha asti, tadeva amutra asti. Yadu amutra asti, tadeva iha asti. This is the meaning of this mantra. So that which alone is here is there also. That which alone is there is here. Means what is there, what is here is one and the same truth. What is there is here. What is here is there means what? That which is there and here is one and the same. So, iha means here. Amutra means there. Iha amutra. Atra tatra. Yadeva atra asti, tadeva tatra asti. Yadeva tatra asti, tadeva atra asti. That's what is said differently here. Which means there is no second thing. Okay, that which alone is here is there. That which alone is there is here. Which means there is no second thing other than that. All that is here is only the truth, Brahma or Atma. There is no second thing other than the Atma. So, jivas are not many. All jivas are the only Atma. The total Ishvara is Atma. There is neither jiva nor Ishvara nor Jagat other than Atma or Brahma. But what happens? We see jivas are different. Yes, jiva, jiva, vedaha. Jiva Ishvara Bedha. As we see Jiva Ishvara Bedha, we see Jiva Jiva Bedha also. We mistake the jivas are many in number. There are many jivas. This plurality of jivas, is it real or not? In perception, jivas seem to be many. You all hear the aircraft sound? Okay. In your perception, jivas are many. You are different from me, I am different from you, and all others are different from us. We see this plurality, this duality. Jiva Ishvara Bheda, duality. Jiva Jiva Bheda, convert plurality. The perception of plurality, perception of duality. And the differences are purely because of the ignorance of the truth of all being one and the same. All are essentially one. All are not equal, but all are one and the same. The essential oneness is not known. Therefore, what happens? We look at the jivas as many. Therefore, mantra says, yaha iha nana iva pashyati. Yaha, whoever sees here, nana iva pashyati. Nana iva pashyati, as various, many. The one who sees the jivas as many, not knowing their sorupam being one, or the person who does not see the truth of the waves being water, sees the waves as many. not the person who does not see the truth of the wave sees the waves as many. Similarly, here, yaha na, nana iva pashati, the person who does not see the truth of jivas sees the jivas as many. Nana iva pashyati. Therefore, what happens? Because he sees jivas as many, not knowing the surupam of the jiva, mistaking the mithya manifesting media to be real, mistaking the manifesting medium, the body, mind, and complex to be real, and seeing the jiva in the form of the manifesting media, the person mistakes the jivas to be many, not knowing the surupam of the jiva. Therefore, what happens? That person who sees the plurality of jivas definitely isolates himself from the whole. He mistakes himself to be a jiva. The one who mistakes himself, one's own self to be jiva, alone can see the plurality of jivas. Thereby, he isolating himself from the other jivas, isolating him from the world, having wrong identity, not knowing one's own sarupam, the person, what happens? He claims himself to be the doer, claims himself to be the knower, again adds all attributes to one's own self. Thereby, he becomes karta and bhokta. He becomes the performer of actions. He becomes the enjoyer of results of actions. And having all wrong notions, and he accumulates punya papams. As a result of which, what does happen? He continues to remain in samsara. So Shastram says that person, mrityoho mrityum apnoti. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti means he attains death to death. He goes from death to death means what? Mrityoho mrityum apnoti. From one death, again, he goes to another death. He attains another death. He dies. Again, he'll be born. Again, he'll die. Again, he'll be born. Again, he will die. This is how he will be going from death to death. Means he will continue to remain in this world of samsara. He will be bound by this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Is it clear? So, will you accept the plurality of jivas as real? What choice do I have? I will accept. For me, plurality of jivas is real. Because I see, if other person eats when he is hungry, that will not appease my hunger. If I drink water, this will not quench other person's thirst. We are different. Tummies are different. Throats are different. Bodies are different. Minds are different. Thinking is different. No compatibility. We are different in every respect. How can we say we are the same? Yes. We are physically different, emotionally different, intellectually different, physiologically different. That's why you have to eat for your hunger. I have to eat for my appeasing my hunger. You have to drink to quench your thirst. Yes, because physiological functions are different. Emotionally, we are different. Intellectually, we are different. Physically, we are different. These are all upadis. The standpoint of upadis, all the jivas are different. Who can deny this? But they're all mithya upadis. the standpoint of mithya upadis, there is mithya difference. There's a relative difference. Relatively, we are different physically, emotionally, intellectually, no doubt. But absolutely, essentially, there is non-difference, which alone is satyam. So we need to understand the essential non-difference to see, to negate the plurality and differences as mithya. Unless and until we recognize, we arrive at the essential non-difference, there's no way of negating plurality as mithya. Unless and until we negate plurality as mithya, there's no way of escaping from, freeing ourselves from this bondage of samsara. Can't escape from going from death to death. Understand? Therefore, very important to discover one's own sorupam, being Brahma. In the light of the clear vision of one's own sorupam, being Brahma, we can arrive at the sorupam of all the jivas being one and the same Brahma. That is how we understand the essential, the sorupam of the entire cosmos being same Brahma. And we can resolve this jiva jagad ishvara bheda. Jiva jiva bheda, jiva ishvara bheda. So, the only way of resolving all the differences is discovering the essential nature of one's own self. Jiva swarupa jnanam is what? Atma swarupa jnanam is sarva jiva swarupa jnanam. Sarva jiva swarupa jnanam is Ishvara swarupa jnanam, jagat swarupa jnanam, which is Brahma jnanam. Is the only way. Otherwise, one will continue to be in samsara. So what is there as Ishvara? The truth of the entire cosmos is same reality, Brahma. So Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We'll continue next class. I want to finish this mantra portion soon so I can restart the same text with the Bhashyam, which you will enjoy it better. Any questions?
Anu Swamiji.
Yeah.
Yada mutra tad anu iha. Anu.
Yeah.
I missed the meaning of anu.
Yeah. See, anu asti, anu here means just it says the same thing continues to be here. Anu means continuity. Anu asti, anu bhavati, anu vartate, continues to be here. That which is there alone is here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.